Cork is set up for pedestrianisation. We need to make it a foodie city, get people into the city centre to have their meals, have their cups of coffee, enjoy the city life.
Absolutely delighted with it. COVID or no COVID, it's a great plan for the city, and I think it'll enhance the atmosphere around the city, and it will be good for the small Indigenous businesses.
The people of Cork welcoming recent announcements that the Rebel County is to become home to the country's tallest building, as well as more than €400 million being invested on the regeneration of parts of the city and the pedestrianisation of 17 streets, all with an aim to make Cork a more livable city in a reimagined Ireland. I met with the Chief Executive of Cork City Council, Anne Doherty, to find out what impact these new announcements will have on the local economy.
Cork has enjoyed, I suppose, a very unique position in Ireland. Cork City, it's the second largest city in Ireland, and it is a very strong regional driver here in the south of the country. The announcements over the last couple of weeks, I suppose, puts forward Cork as a very dynamic place, that it's a place where innovation can grow and thrive.
What pushed the City Council to introduce such a large-scale measure, like the 17 streets?
Well, as Cork City has had a history of pedestrianisation, some of the streets would have had partly pedestrianised, so we've extended the times of the days on some of them. That the scale of it is because of the history, but also because of the ambition. And that ambition is driven by the people of the city, the people who work here, the people who own business, the people who live here.
Do you think it'll affect different types of businesses in different ways?
Yes, and like any, it is change, and change is going to have some challenges, as it always does. But I think that there is, I suppose, what was important with what we've been doing last year and again this year is it's not been done to the streets, it's been done with the people on the streets. And I think that's the absolute central piece for success.
Some retailers might say it'll impact deliveries, and it might be brought on a bit sudden. What would you say to people that might be a bit hesitant?
So there were restrictions in terms of vehicular access in many of the streets that we're talking about. And maybe, yes, some places will have to change how their deliveries come. But that's, you know, we have to manage that change. We work with people to, you know, to give them time to get things to bed in.
All these new announcements, the tallest building, regeneration of the Docklands, Grand Parade, and the pedestrianisation, what does that do to Cork's location as a livable city in a reimagined Ireland?
People have come together in a different parts of the city and come together as a collective set of business and said we want to do something together, we want to change how we deliver our offering. That collaboration, I mean, that is really magic. A real reputation now for R&D, you know, these are really important credentials for this city and for Ireland.
The future's bright for Cork, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Work got underway on the streets this week, which are nestled around the city's main Patrick Street. There are arteries bustling with cafes, pubs, boutiques and much more. I took a stroll around to meet those working in the area to see what they think of the plans.
Michael O'Sullivan, Clancy's Bar here on Prince Street in Cork City. There's loads of benefit to it because there's more footfall around. The knock-on effect to our city centre has been good. Now I get it. Everyone mightn't be into it, you know, where a car's going to park, etc. But if we're to be very macro on this and think about the future of our city, for me, the pedestrianisation and the plans and the vision has been really positive. Because if there's not a can-do attitude, then there's going to be a stumbling block. People really need to come to the project to make it work.
This is Dell'Italy, it's an Italian food shop and, you know, a wine. And we are in Marlborough Street. Yeah, it will be welcome if, you know, it will be nice to see more people around.
Will it remind you of home? Will it remind you of Italy?
Oh, yeah, it will be nice to see, you know, people seated outside at fresco and the Italian style.
Do you think it will work in Ireland?
I hope so, if the weather helps and it will be not too, you know, rainy and cold.
My name is Alex Bruce. I'm from Soma Coffee Company and we're based on 23 Tucky Street in Cork City. It'll be amazing. It'll give us the ability to seat people again, whereas the back of our shop has been closed for the last 12 months, if not longer. So it's given us our seating what we used to have, plus more. We've been given quite a good bit of space, so I think we could have even doubled our seating capacity.
And what would you say to people in different towns and cities across the country that are considering pedestrianisation trials?
Definitely go for it, yeah, 100%. It's worked great wonders for us.
You're living on one of these streets. What do you think of the pedestrian plans?
I think it's good for all the businesses, and especially if there's going to be outside dining and
But as a resident, you wouldn't have any concerns being kept up late or the...
No, I'm used to the noise. Yeah.
My own name is Miriam Ray. I'm here from Sheena's Boutique here on Oliver Plunkett Street. We feel that it's going to generate more footfall, it's going to become a safer environment, and it's going to create a lot of buzz and hype as well. So we're really excited.
And do you think it'll affect different types of businesses in different ways?
I think it can only support businesses. I think whether you are, say, a cafe, or whether you're a restaurant, or whether you're a retailer like ourselves, I think it's going to bring more people to the street, because they'll find that they might want to have a little walk around, and they might come in and browse, they might end up purchasing, they might be aware that we are here before, whereas now they might.
Rob Hayes from Orso on Pembroke Street. We are over the moon. I think it's fantastic. Like all the traders along here, we think it's great. We were glad the City Council is getting behind creating, you know, destination streets, which I think you see all across the rest of Europe. So I'm glad we're finally catching up with the times. Deliveries won't be any hassle, and we'll be all sorted.
Ronan O'Connor from Lagan Asphalt. You're looking after the resurfacing and construction of the plans. What are you doing here now today?
That's right, yeah. We've been instructed by Cork City Council to resurface Oliver Plunkett Street and a few other streets in the vicinity, taking off 2 inches, and we're resurfacing 2 inches.
Right, and how's the process going so far?
Very good, actually, yeah, very good. It's all about the public, really. They've been great. Everything is good. The business owners have been very obliging, so, yeah, very good so far.
And as a Cork man yourself, are you looking forward to when you can...
Absolutely, yeah. I've been coming up and down these streets since I was small, so, yeah, it'd be nice to be back out here again and have my own little bit of an influence in on it. So, yeah, be good.
You can look back in years to come and say, I did that.
I did that amongst many others, but this will be my favourite, no doubt.
So the locals of Cork are looking forward to an outdoor summer. Many of the cafes, pubs and shops there are represented by the Cork Business Association. Its president, Ono Sullivan, tells me that the reimagination of the city will attract more people to the region.
We've been pushing a long time for projects like the Docklands, and I suppose getting that announcement last week was a major boost for morale in Cork City, and I suppose the future post-COVID as well. So we're trying to get to a place where COVID is in the rearview mirror, and what does Cork look like over the next 10 years? Okay, so a lot of business still won't get the benefit of the pedestrianisation in the street. And look, we want to get to a place where we're back to full service, but when the time is right. You're inviting people back into the city. People want to come back in. They want to walk around the city. They want to enjoy the city. And the relationship between hospitality and retail, they go hand in hand. People don't come into Cork City just to go for a cup of coffee. They come in and they do their shopping. They go for a bite to eat with their friends. They might go shopping again. They might go for a drink afterwards. And I think it's that synergy between the two makes Cork such a really good place to shop.
Yeah. And there are plans, each business, I suppose, will be having their own kind of structure to monitor things.
Exactly. But each individual business has to manage their section, has to manage their area on the street. And I think every business is working together to make sure that there's no congregation of people, that everybody's sitting in the correct way and there's social distancing. And I suppose it's back to another issue that there's toilets available, that they can use the premises. And we've discussed this with council that we want a blended approach where you have private and public toilets in use. And we've a commitment now from council that they'll be installing public toilets, and it'll be a pay-as-you-go model. We're regarded as the second city nationally, but I think we'll be the first city and we'll be the first choice for business.
As I make my way around the streets, which are soon to be car-free, there is an overwhelming sense of positivity over the plans. There are some concerns being raised about deliveries to shops, the congregation of people in certain areas, and accessibility for drivers.
Derry Conn is my name. I'm the well-known taxi driver in Cork. I'm the Irish Taxi Drivers Federation representative in Cork, right? I don't think they're great for the city. They'd be a hindrance. How is people going to collect heavy goods? You'd have a lot of artificial mopeds up and down the street. You'd have people loitering. It could easily turn the city into a ghetto. It's not the way the city should be designed. You know, you have to have accessibility everywhere in the city. You're putting too many restrictions on a small city as such, which is unnecessary, and it's not going to be good for the economy. There is alternatives now. They can go to the shopping mall at their ease. It's much too much for the city.
And some of the businesses will say, look, it's going to increase footfall. People will be walking past, so they might pop in.
No, that's not quite true, because the people that are walking around are only entertaining themselves, shall we say. They're not commercial people who have the purchasing power, by the way, that can only support a city, like, you know.
With Cork City placing itself on the map as a leader for reimagination, other parts of the country are also introducing newly pedestrianised areas and embracing the calls for an outdoor summer. Grants are being offered to businesses for furniture and consumers are eagerly awaiting. The question now is what lasting impact these changes will have in a post-pandemic world.
We need to respect what's where we've come from, but we also have to have that eye on the prize of where we're going to. All of the evidence from all over the world demonstrates that where you pedestrianise, commerce thrives.
It's all a part of that livable piece, having a livable city and people wanting to live and work in Cork City. If we have a big entity bringing foreign direct investment and bringing a new company to Cork, they come in and tour the city, they come in and see what it's like to live in Cork. And it just that finishing touch, and it brings it over the line.